the creation message. Is it too controversial?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the designers of the new Creation Museum and Planetarium near Cincinnati, Ohio.
You know, over the years, many Christians who don't accept the book of Genesis as straightforward history have called our ministry divisive. Well, let's look at what the Bible teaches about division. We're told, for example, that there was division because of Jesus Christ, and he actually came to divide. We're also told in Scripture that men love darkness rather than light. So when you shine light, the truth of God's word, into the darkness, there's going to be division. That's inevitable. So you see, when we oppose evolution, there will be controversy. That's because the Bible tells us that the majority of people don't want to accept God's word. And to be honest, I'd be worried if there wasn't division, as long, of course, it exists for the right reasons. Also, when you understand that the Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one, and there's none that seeks after God, we should expect that Genesis won't be accepted. What should we boldly proclaim concerning the origin of this world? An exciting but divisive message. In the beginning, God created.
One of our boldest witnessing resources to proclaim the gospel is our highly acclaimed video, The Last Adam. Starting from Genesis, the DVD lays out the need for repentance and receiving Christ. Well, for your donation of any size this week, we'll send you this phenomenal evangelistic tool. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS or go to the web answersoffer.org.